Hey there, stress warriors. This is Jessica Lane, your daily dose of peace and clarity here on Stress Detox Daily. Ever feel like life's just throwing curveballs at you left and right? Like one minute you're riding high, and the next, bam. You're knee-deep in a pile of anxiety. Well, I'm here to tell you that feeling isn't unique to you. It's something we all experience. But the good news is, we don't have to just accept it as part of life's messy package. Today, we're diving deep into understanding those pesky emotional triggers. Those sneaky little things that send our stress levels skyrocketing. Think about it. You know that feeling when your boss gives you a last-minute deadline, or your phone buzzes with an unexpected text from a difficult family member? Our emotions can be powerful catalysts for stress and anxiety, but the key is learning to recognize them and how they impact us. It's like having a personal radar system that alerts you to potential stressors before they even hit. Once we understand those triggers, we can start managing them effectively. So, what are some common emotional triggers that send us spiraling? First up, rejection. We humans crave connection and belonging, right? So when we feel rejected, whether it's a job application being denied, a friend canceling plans, or even a simple, no, it can sting. That feeling of inadequacy or loneliness can really ramp up our stress levels. Remember, rejection doesn't define you, it just means that something wasn't the right fit. Keep your chin up and keep putting yourself out there. Next, we have fear. This one's a biggie, folks. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of public speaking. These anxieties can be paralyzing. But here's the thing, facing our fears head-on is often the best way to overcome them. Take baby steps outside your comfort zone and celebrate those small victories. And then there's perfectionism. You know that friend who always has to have everything just so? Well, they might be battling a serious case of perfectionism. Striving for excellence is great, but expecting yourself to be flawless all the time is a recipe for disaster. Remember, it's okay to make mistakes. In fact, they can be valuable learning opportunities. Don't forget about overwhelm. Feeling overloaded and stressed out? You're not alone. When our to-do lists seem endless and deadlines loom, it's easy to feel like we're drowning. The key is to prioritize tasks, delegate when possible, and don't be afraid to say no to protect your time and energy. Finally, let's talk about lack of control. When life throws us curveballs, unexpected expenses, illness, relationship issues, it can feel like we're losing control. But remember, even in the midst of chaos, there are always things within our control. Focusing on what we can influence can help us regain a sense of empowerment. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're at work, feeling totally focused and productive, when suddenly, your phone buzzes with a message from your mother-in-law. She's asking for favors again, expecting you to drop everything and cater to her needs. Ever felt that sinking feeling? That's your emotional trigger activating. Your anxiety levels start rising because you feel overwhelmed and resentful. See, this isn't just about a phone message. It's about recognizing the underlying emotions, feeling pressured, obligated, and frustrated. By understanding these triggers, you can choose how to respond. Instead of reacting impulsively, take a deep breath, assess the situation, and set boundaries. Maybe you can offer support, but within reasonable limits. Remember, your peace of mind is worth it. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to help you manage those emotional triggers and reduce stress and anxiety. Remember, self-awareness is the first step, then comes action. By understanding how these emotions impact you, you can create a more peaceful and fulfilling life. Ready to take charge? I challenge you to identify your top 3 emotional triggers today. Write them down and brainstorm some healthy coping mechanisms. Share your thoughts with me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going. Remember, stress detox is a daily journey, not a destination. One step at a time, we can create a more resilient and joyful life. Until next time, stay calm, stay focused, and keep rocking it.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.